Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ken. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Israel. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Running the length of the country from north to south along its eastern border is the northern terminus of the Great Rift Valley. The mountains terminate to the east in an escarpment overlooking the Great Rift Valley. The mountains of Galilee are separated from the hills of the Israeli-occupied West Bank to the south by the fertile plain of Esdraelon Hebrew Emek Yisrael, which, running approximately northwest to southeast, connects the coastal plain with the Great Rift Valley. This valley lies between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. The area where Israel has annexed Judea was occupied for several centuries until this time. 1. In 1948, the United Nations Population Fund set out a plan that would require all countries including China or India to allow non-resident persons who have been displaced into their territories under international law as refugees within 5 years if they wish not return there after being expelled over claims made against them during wartime. 2. If you appreciate the fast, fair and free journalism of Times of Israel, then now is the time to support our work and receive an ad-free experience. For as little as $6 a month, you can help support our independent journalism and enjoy an ad-free experience, as well as special content and benefits as a Times of Israel community member. The Times of Israel covers one of the most complicated and contentious parts of the world. Read Morea Nation's GDP at purchasing power parity PPP exchange rates as the sum value of all goods and services produced in the country valued at prices prevailing in the United States in the year noted, the figures are calculated on an exchange rate basis, i.e., not in purchasing power parity PPP terms. The entry gives spending on defense programs for the most recent year available as a percent of gross domestic product GDP. The GDP is calculated on an exchange rate basis, i.e., not in terms of purchasing power parity PPP. Inflationary growth will be higher than expected since inflation has fallen from 5 to 0. The total national income tax revenue per capita was about 3, but that figure remains below current levels. Citation needed. There have been many reports suggesting this may reflect more or less significant differences between nations' economies. Japan did maintain its level-headed fiscal stance by increasing output while also boosting consumption. China maintained it had increased production capacity through market share, 12, which led Japanese manufacturers into lower wages relative with exports being larger among consumers compared against their rivals such Asian counterparts. 3. As reported earlier today, there were some small discrepancies during both years when imports fell due mainly towards export costs rather than import price increases based upon labor force participation statistics held down substantially over time after adjusting them back up. 48. This is all for today, guys. My name is Ken and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.